Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Get the glory from this broadcast.
will always get the praise. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, that he will draw all men unto him. And so therefore we want to lift up that great and that mighty name. For he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true, and he is that living God, the one that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. So whatever is before you, whatever is behind you, I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for God. He is the God that is able to wash away our sins. He is a God that is able to make you whole. God that is able to deliver you. So this morning, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Yes, we would like to welcome you to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. And yes, we want you, wherever you may be, to reverence the Most High God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. Lord, we thank you for the spoken word this morning. Lord, use our lips of clay, God, to speak and to teach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Bless the hearers and the doers of your word even now. And this we pray in Jesus' name. God, we pray that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. And Lord, we thank thee. Amen and amen. This morning, we're going to be talking about the word of God. We're going to talk about forgiveness and the mercy of God. Yes, we need the mercy of God. We need God to forgive us for our sins and to forgive us for our transgressions. For the word of God says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So that's you, my friend. That's you out there that have sinned. That's you that have not given their life to Christ. That is all of us, because the word let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the word of God says, well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe in him, you can have everlasting life. If you believe him, you're going to commit yourself to him. If you believe him, you're going to live according to God's righteousness and not your righteousness. I am so excited about the word of God this morning, for the word of God brings life. I mean, it gives everlasting life. It gives a newness. Old things pass away. All things become new. I thank God for the word of God. You know, we've been talking about a man that was a man after God's own heart, and that is David. Truly, I thank God for this man of God. I thank God for all that God have given him, all that, how God inspired his life, how God has kept him from hurt, harm, and danger, how God exalted him, and all the things that God did in his life. And he had many times, David had to go before the Most High God. You know, all of us have to go before the Most High God for one thing or another. And we see here, as we talk, been talking about in the last few weeks, we have talked about David, and we told you about David and Bathsheba. That came from 2 Samuel, the 11th chapter, and the sins that he committed. Now, remember, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to know that we all have sin. We all have transgressed against the word of God. Now, we've seen how David sinned with Bathsheba, how he took another man's wife, and how he had the man killed, and how God dealt with David for his transgression. And then in that chapter 12 of 2 Samuel, then we had talked about, and the Lord had shown us, how Nathan came and how Nathan rebuked David. Now, he came in behalf of God. He let him know what God disappointed, what God was not with him in what he had done, and that how God had revealed himself through a parable to David, to a story from Nathan. And so when David began to look at what had happened because of the fight of a man, a rich man had taken a poor man, Edom, and had something that the poor man had raised and had just come a part of his life, and he loved it, his children loved him, and yet when the rich man, when he had someone that came, a guest that came, instead of him taking something that belonged to him, he took something that was precious from that poor man. And it just wasn't because he was poor, it was because it belonged to the other man. It belonged to somebody else. And yet, when David heard the story of David became very upset because he thought that that was so wicked of what that person had done. But then the prophet Nathan let him know, David, you are the man. You are the man. So God had to deal with David. As God deal with us, he may have dealt with us so many times. You know, even since our renewing of our faith, God has dealt with us, and God has forgiven us of our sin and of our transgression. I would like to just share with you, before we get into the Word of God, which is going to be coming, we are going to be from the chapter that we're going to be preaching from today. I want you to know, you can go to the 51st Psalm, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, the 51st Psalm. But I want to begin to talk to you today about the opening up about Psalm 15th chapter. And the word of the Lord, as it reads, it says, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hills? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honors them that fear the Lord, he that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, taking reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. In this psalm, it is asked the question, Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? And here, the Lord God, through David, is speaking, and God is letting us know the ones that's going to be able to be saved, those that are going to be able to walk with him. He that you that is upright. David had to know that God was looking, and he knew that God was looking for uprightness, that we have to walk uprightly, and we have to work righteousness, and we have to seek the truth in our heart. We cannot backbite with our tongues, nor do evil to our neighbor, neither take up a reproach against our neighbor. But it let us know that he that feareth the Lord, he that sweareth his own hurt and changes not, we can't be vile. We can't be a vile person, but we must live according to God's word. And I believe even as David was able to bless us and to give us and to let us know that we cannot abide in God's tabernacle. We cannot be in, if we don't have that clean heart and that right spirit, then we will not be able to abide in his tabernacle and dwell in his holy hill. And then when I began, the Lord began to give me the word of God today, it's David is reflecting back to our studies on David and Bathsheba. And it reflected back on Nathan, how Nathan had to rebuke David. And then if David was a man after God's own heart, God has given him much. And whether it was little or much, and even from his beginning, when he was on the out there feeding the sheep, and how a lion came, and how he had to fight against a bear, and how he had to fight against the lion, God was with him. The things that he encountered with Saul, he had a lot. David went through a lot, and he endured a lot. And yet, sometimes in our walk with God, there are sometimes we may get off the path of righteousness. And because of the fact that we get off the path of righteousness, then we need God to have mercy upon us. We need God to have that compassion and that benevolence upon us. And we need God to have that compassion so that we, when we have offended him, but we don't do the will of God, when we're not walking uprightly, we don't have that integrity, and we don't have the Spirit of God in us. When we have offended others, when we don't do the will of the Father, we want others. We want God to forgive us for our sin, but sometimes we have problems forgiving others for theirs. Mercy is an act of kindness. It's an act of kindness when we can have mercy on other people. I don't know, can you take a tablet or a piece of paper, a page, and just begin to write down all of your sins, all the things that you've done. And I mean, from the time that you can remember, I know that you can't recall everything that you have done, but I can assure you that you have sinned many times. I can assure you that you have transgressed God's word many, many times. But then God, he had that mercy on you. He had mercy and he had compassion on you, just like he did upon his servant David. And he was his servant. No matter what all the obstacles and all the things that this man of God had gone through, God still loved him. And I want you to know today that even if God still loved David, God still loves you. I'm not saying that God is not going to deal with that sin. I'm not saying that God will let you continue in your sin, but I believe that God will deal with it as he dealt with David. When David had to acknowledge his sin, he had to go to God and acknowledge his sin. So when we began to look at that 51st chapter of Psalm, it says, "How mercy." David said, "How mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitudes of thy tender mercy, blot out my transgression." Don't you just see David? Don't you even feel it even in yourself when you have sinned, when you have transgressed God's law, God's word, when you have gone and you have sinned against God and you just want God, "Lord, please forgive me for my sins. Block them out. God, block all of my transgression out. With your tender mercy, Lord, forgive me for what I said. Forgive me what I did." And I can understand, and you can understand where David was coming from when he asked God. He said, "Have mercy upon me." We need the mercy of God. We need God to have that compassion on us. And even as we want God to have that compassion upon us, we need to ask the Lord to let us have that compassion upon others. And God is that God that is able to forgive us, forgive those that have offended him. He's able to help us to go through all of the things that we may feel or think. He's able to wash us with his word. So, therefore, David seeking forgiveness this morning, and the word in that 51st chapter of Psalm, he's saying here, "Blot out my transgression." Block them out, God. And he's also saying, "Wash me. I need you to wash me. I need you to wash me and to cleanse me. I need you to free me from my spiritual defilement. I need you to cleanse me, forgive me, wash me from my sins and for the guilt that I feel. Wash me thoroughly." God, don't just wash me, but Lord, but wash me thoroughly. I want you to wash me thoroughly so I can be made free from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. He said, "But I acknowledge my transgression." He wasn't saying that I don't know what I've done. He wasn't saying that I didn't know that it was wrong to have another man's wife. He wasn't saying that I didn't know that it was wrong to kill or have killed of somebody that respected me and honored me, and somebody that fought, you know, in the army, went to battle. He's not saying that. Somebody that I failed, somebody that I, "Lord, forgive me," even when I used Abner to Joab to put Uriah on the front line so that he could be smothered and that he died? Lord, forgive me for sleeping with another man's wife. Forgive me, Lord God, for impregnating another man's wife. Lord, forgive me. Wash me. I need you to wash me. I need you to wash me, Lord God. I need you, God, to make me whole. He said, I acknowledge my transgression and my sin, God, it will be forever before me. I want you to wash me, but God, I'm not going to forget what I've done. I'm not going to forget what I said. It's going to help me to achieve a higher height and a deeper depth in thee. But I need you, Lord God, because I love you. And God, I need you, God, because I need you, because I want that relationship that we had together. I don't want to do anything that will come against our relationship. So, Lord, I do acknowledge my transgression, and I acknowledge my sin. And he is saying to God, if you just look there in that fourth verse of the 51st chapter of Psalm, he said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. He knew that it was evil. Don't you know when you go and you transgress against the word of God? Don't you know that it is evil? He knew that it was evil, the things that he did. And he's saying, I have sinned and done this evil in thy sight. Lord, I know that you see me when I did it. God, I know you were there. God, I know that you were displeased with what I've done. But Lord, forgive me. And that should be the mentality and the heart of you today, that when you sin, that you go humbly before the Lord. For the word of God said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked way, he said, then will I hear from heaven. He said that I will forgive the sin and he will heal the land. So therefore, we need God to forgive us of our sin, and that the land will be healed. And he says that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. I know, God, that I have sinned against thee. I'm not saying that I sinned against the man that I had killed. I'm not saying that, but I am saying, God, that I have sinned against you, and I need you to forgive me for my sin and for my transgression. In that fifth verse, it said, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We need to know that when we came into this life, we were all sinners. We were all sinners. And until we ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us for our sin and our transgression, then we were lost. We were without Christ. But when we confess our sins, as David confessing his sins, even as he asking God to forgive him for his sin, to wash him, to cleanse him from his sin, he is praying that God will clean. He doesn't desire to walk in unrighteousness anymore, but he desires that God will cleanse him, that God will wash him, to forgive him for his sin. Forgiveness means to wipe the slate clean. God, just wipe it clean, God. God, would you just pardon me? Would you just cancel out my debt, all the things that I've done? God, would you just do that? Would you just move that in me, that my heart would be ever, forever cleansed? Yes, I know, I realize that I violated the word of God. And I realize that the word God let us know whosoever committed sin transgressed the law. But the sin is a transgression of the law. We need to recognize who God is, and we need to love God even as he loved us. Lord, wash me. You ought to say that even as you're listening to this broadcast. Lord, wash me. Even if you have given your life to Christ and you have said yes to God's will and yes to his way, you need to ask God to wash you. Lord, wash me. Cleanse me. You know, so that residue, nothing will separate. David didn't want anything to separate him from the love of God. So therefore, he asked in God to free him from spiritual defilement, from sin, from guilt, to blot out his sin, to blot out his transgression. He says there in that sixth verse, he said, behold, God desires truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know whether I know, God, that you desire truth. I know, God, that you desire truth, God, not only to others, but to me as well. So, God, every part of me, Lord, cause your truth to be manifested in the inward part. Cleanse me, cleanse my heart, cleanse every part of me. And God, I'm not just saying to clean my heart, to cleanse my heart with any other thing, but I need you to cleanse it and to purge me. I know tithe cannot do it. I know gain, God, is not going to make me whole. I know that all is not going to cause me to be righteous before you. It's not going to purify me. I know bleach is not going to remove the stain from the inner part of my soul and my spirit. But only you, oh God, is able to make me whole. So he's saying, purge me. I need you, God, to purge me, to rid me of whatever is that is not pure, any impurity, anything that's undesirable. I need you, God, to cause it, Father God, to cause it to purge me, to get rid of. I need you to get rid of it. I don't want it any longer a part of me. I want to be pure. I want to be righteous. And David already told us in that 15th chapter of the book of Psalms. Remember when he said, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? David want to be able to abide in the tabernacle. You want to be able to abide in the tabernacle. And we're not talking about that visible church, but we're talking about that invisible church. But God sees the heart. See, the visible church, God, that is wheat and tear. The visible church is where the wheat and the tear is all growing together, and God is going to separate it. But that invisible church, that which is not the boards and the brick, is where God, where God resides, where the word of God is in our innermost part, where heart and the soul, and where we've given our lives unto him. So we find here that when David said, "Abide in thy covenant, who shall dwell in thy holy hill?" And the answer is, again, from that 15th chapter of Psalm. And that second verse, it says, "He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a report against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned. But he that honoreth them that feareth the Lord, he honoreth them that feareth the Lord. He that sweareth not to his own hurt and changes not." He's saying, "Lord, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." My friends out there in our radio audience, no detergent, no disinfectant can cleanse you and make you whole. It's only God that's able to make you whole. It's only God that is able to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. It's only God that is able to cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. David didn't want God to remember all that he had done. He wanted God to blot it out. He wanted God to cast it, to cast it aside. He did not want those things. He didn't want to no longer those things that he had done affect his relationship with the Most High God. He said, "Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thou face from my sin and blot out all," not some, that's not going to be good enough. "Lord, I need you to blot out all my sins and blot out all of my iniquities, those gross immoralities, those gross things that I've done, those unjust things, those wicked things that I've done, those gross immoral acts that I have committed. When I didn't walk in righteousness, when I had a life of righteousness, if I had the light of righteousness, then I wasn't walking in righteousness. Lord, purge me. Hide me, Lord God. Hide and conceal from your sight. Cast it into the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more." I really like what David said in that 10th verse, and that is one of the prayers that we should pray. You know, that is one of the prayers in the 51st chapter of Psalm, and that 10th verse, it reads, "Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." He knew that God, God wanted him to have a clean heart. He knew that his heart wasn't right before God. So that's why he was praying. That's why we pray. When we know that our heart, when our thoughts is not lining up with the word of God, line by line and precept by precept, David is saying, "Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit." I don't want the spirit of the enemy, the spirit of the devil. I don't want the unrighteous spirit to be in me, but I want a right spirit within me. And then he said, "Cast me not away from thy presence." Lord, I know that I've sinned. Lord, I know I've done wickedness, Lord God. I know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those things that I did that was not right in your sight. I knew what I was doing when I had another man killed. God, I knew it when I put him on the front line. I knew, God, that what I did was wrong. But Lord, cast me not away from thy presence. And I don't know what you have done this morning, but God wants all of us to ask him to forgive us, him, of our sin and our transgressions. I don't know what your sins are. I don't know what your transgressions are. But God knows. And you should desire that God cast away your sins and your transgressions. Cast me not away. God, don't cast me away. Don't turn me away, God. God, don't turn your back on me, God. From your presence, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I want the joy. I don't feel right inside. I don't feel holy inside because of my unrighteousness. But Lord, my petition to you that you will create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit unto me. And then in that 12th verse, it says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and hold me with a free spirit. Then when I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And that's what happened today. That as we can hear the word of God, as we can read the word of God, David is here letting us know and refreshing our memories and let us know about our sin, our transgression. Let us know that God is a forgiving God and he will forgive sin no matter what we have done. Yes, you may be in prison this morning and you may be there for killing another person. But I want you to know that God, he will forgive you for your sins. The thief on the cross, the murderer, God forgave that thief on the cross. God has forgiven David for his sins and his transgressions. He has forgiven many of us, even after we have said yes to his will and yes to his way. He has forgiven us for our sins, for our transgressions. And so that this example of what David did, and let you know today that you can be forgiven, that God will have mercy upon you, that he will have compassion. You just need to ask him. The word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. He said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. It said, it shall be moved. So even now, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I pray, God, that your heart has been blessed. And I believe that you have heard from the Lord this day. And I believe that you're going to make a change. You're going to make a difference. And even as David asked the Lord for mercy and for forgiveness, whatever you may be doing today, ask God to forgive you for your sin and transgression. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for this broadcast, the hour of power. And Lord, even as the listeners have listened to the word of God through your word, I pray, God, that, Lord, that you would cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. God, you said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. Your word say that we shall be saved. The word of God say, for God so loved, your word say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So Lord, give the men and women voice to everlasting life through your word. And God, we thank you, Lord, even now, We want you to join us on this coming Friday for the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. God bless you. May the blessing of God be upon you now and forever.